I'm in the Lammermuir Hills, about 25 miles south of Edinburgh, and I'm sitting here with Robbie Douglas-Miller, who is the owner of Horsup Clwch Grousemoor, which is about 3,000-acre grousemoor in the Lammermuir Hills, and he's also chairman of the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust Scotland. Mr. Douglas-Miller, can you tell me about your own moor? You're quite optimistic about this year, aren't you?
Well, yes. We've been doing a lot of work over the last few years, and it looks like we're going to get rewarded. From the grouse counts, we've got about a 25-30% increase on the previous year, and all of that leads us to believe is that we should shoot somewhere in the region of 300 or 400 brace, which will be a nice upturn for us. Generally, a good year is not the product of just one or two factors. It's usually the follow-on from quite a few years of hard work, and in the last 5 years, we've seen a resurgence of interest in grousemoor ownership and grousemoor management in large parts of Scotland. And the hard work that the owners and the keepers have been putting in over that period of time, combined with good weather conditions, good breeding conditions this spring, I think have paid off.
Is it really worth the amount of energy and effort and time that people put into this? I mean, you spent £200,000, you've been at this, I would imagine, fairly relentlessly for 3 or 4 years, yet in other parts of Scotland, the number of grousemoors is decreasing. Why do you think this is a passion? Why do you put so much of your time and money into this?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to have a passion for it. And it's not just a passion for shooting, it's a passion for conservation. And there's absolutely no doubt that a well-managed grousemoor provides better biodiversity in terms of the range and breadth of bird life than really any other form of management in the uplands. So it's a combination of things. You've got to have a passion for the shooting, but I think you've also got to have an interest in the conservation, and you've got to enjoy living and working out in the countryside and seeing the benefits of all your hard work.
Come on then. Hop it up, hop it up. Good lad.
I'm with Ian McCall, who's the director of the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust Scotland. Mr. McCall, you've had quite a tough couple of years, haven't you, for grouse in Scotland? Can you tell me what your hopes are and thoughts are about what the season may bring for you?
We certainly had a couple of tough years. In fact, we hardly haven't had a good grouse year for 8 or 9 years in many parts of Scotland. That's actually characteristic of Scotland. We don't have the rich underrock here that there are in parts of the north of England, which are more naturally productive. So we have to work harder for each grouse we produce. And there are a host of problems which face us. Obviously, we've got a tougher climate, but the grouse is an Arctic species, so that shouldn't really worry us. But at the current moment of time, in the last few years, one of the big increasing problems has been tick, and particularly tick-borne diseases, one of which can decimate grouse chicks and therefore grouse productivity. So we've been working hard on that. But this year's welcome upturn is significant and quite substantial, in that we reckon that overall there's at least 25% more grouse, and in many places there's a 50% increase on last year.
But if you have to put in so much effort and energy into getting good grouse bags, into conserving and looking after heather moorland and to support other biodiversity, and you only get a few good years out of 10, and at the same time, some moors also have problems with illegal predation or attacks on birds of prey and other illegality. Why do so many people bother to do this? Why is it so important to Scotland from your point of view?
Well, I think the best analogy I can draw it is to being a vegetable gardener. Many of us love growing our own vegetables, but if we went and costed it, not just in terms of tilling the soil and everything else, but all the problems there are with that, we really wouldn't bother. We should go straight to the greengrocer. But there is a huge pleasure in managing nature and producing a surplus of grouse, and we just accept that it doesn't happen every year. And in order to enjoy a really good year, you have to tolerate a few bad years to know the difference, if you know what I mean. I've always said that if fishermen caught fish every day, they probably wouldn't go fishing. It's that rare and wonderful opportunity when you get a fish that makes it all that much more special.